Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Joe Casey. I'm from the New Hampshire Building and Construction Trades Council. We're a construction organization of over, can you hear me? Of over 5,000 construction workers within the state of New Hampshire. And we've come here today, and we are here specifically for jobs. And we believe in the New Hampshire Building Trades that this one piece of legislation is the biggest job killer piece of legislation that you are going to hear and act on in this piece of legislation. I mean, in this legislative process. The eminent domain situation that we face when we're trying to construct construction plants in the state of New Hampshire would impede any power plants, private power plants, that want to come into this state that we work on and we construct. The actual process of transporting that energy from the power plant to the grid, you have to have transmission. You cannot just build a powerhouse or a power station or a power source and not transport that energy. And I don't know what would stop a competitor from buying the land up around a powerhouse and essentially putting any private industry that wants to come in and invest in the state of New Hampshire, invest in construction. This would definitely take that process right out. The Northern Pass project is about 600 construction jobs alone. Construction in the state of New Hampshire right now is an absolute disarray. All right, we are down about 20% in the construction industry for a workforce. In 2006, there was almost 30,000 construction workers in the state of New Hampshire. There's 20,000 today, and in today's paper, we're down another 600 for the quarter. All right, we have families, people that we have to support, and you know, we're trying to survive also. These jobs are essential to our livelihood. They're essential to what we do, and it's very important that this law or this bill does not pass.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.